We don't have to sing.
Let's not.
Oh, hello, gentle listener.
Welcome to Hot Drinks before...
I'm fucking drunk.
God damn it.
Hot drinks. So I'm already drunk.
Like and subscribe. Oh, hi.
So you did this really funny thing when you're thinking.
Oh, shit. I already hate this conversation.
You and it's almost like a tic.
Oh, yeah.
Because you do it repeatedly.
Okay.
You make duck lips.
Like, I mean... I just made them as though the people listening. Like that?
Yeah, but not that far out. Like, it's more like subtle. But anyway.
You know what I noticed? Well, never mind. I was going to tell a story, but it involved a visual gag, and it's just too much. So, anyway, hi, bitches. It's been a while.
It has.
No, it hasn't. It's been like
2 days.
48 hours since we talked last.
Yeah. We have some news, thus the special episode, a little breve for you.
Yeah. And the news is we're revamping the Patreon.
And I'm pregnant.
The news is Sister Twain is pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the father. Gross. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. So you ruined it. I was really going to go somewhere with this joke.
That you were pregnant?
Yeah. It was
no one would believe. You're too old.
Wow. Anyway, the news about the Patreon.
Have you gone through menopause yet?
Fuck no.
Oh, congratulations.
Look at me. I look fantastic.
I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying.
I mean, menopause doesn't have anything to do with how you look.
I'm totally kidding, by the way. I did not think you've gone through menopause.
The change.
I was just being a dick.
Look, if anyone knew if I was going through the change of life.
It'd be the gentle listeners.
It would be you and the gentle listeners.
Yeah, because you would talk. You'd be like, Lord Jesus, these hot flashes?
That would be part of our women's work.
It really would. You'd be like, so today, I got real dry down there, just like the Sahara Desert, like a piece of chalk out in the sun.
Like the wilderness that Adam and Eve sojourn into at the end of the temple movie.
Yeah, you know what it is? The fact that women go through menopause and men don't, you know what that is? Misogyny. It's straight up misogyny. Like,
Thank you.
Can just keep shooting loads until we're 95. I mean, it might be more tricky, but like...
Do you guys get, like, kidney stones?
Oh, yeah, we do get those.
Yeah, because women don't get them as often, right?
And I probably will, because my dad frequently had them, so...
Cool.
So I'll probably get them
And then
some
one
point.
Day you'll just die in your sleep.
Probably.
Like your dad.
Alone. Oh, God.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
It's fine.
Name of Jesus Christ, amen.
It's been a lot of death. So anyway, so we have this thing called the Patreon.
Yes, and some of you know of it.
Yes, and what the Patreon is there's a website you can go to. It's called Patreon.com. www.patreon.com. People get so mad when I say www.
They really do.
Especially my brother.
Shout out to my brother.
forward slash. Anyway, patreon.com, you can search for hot drinks or just patreon.com/hot drinks.
There's also an app if you prefer.
But the app's a piece of trash.
Yeah, I hate it. You might like it.
But maybe.
I don't know. Maybe you also voted for Trump.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But what Patreon is, if you don't know, is basically Patreon is a website where you can support artists or creators that you believe in their work.
Yes, you believe.
So you could support a musician or a painter or whatever. And the way that it works is you give a nominal amount of money each month to help, primarily to help support that artist. And then as a little perk, you get some additional benefits and bonuses for supporting that artist.
Yes.
And we like to consider ourselves artists.
This is news to me.
Artists of the cunnilingus? Just kidding. I don't know.
No. Artists, I mean, according to Tisha.
Artists of the... What would you say... How would you say cunnilingus for rimming? The cunny recti?
No.
The cunny...
Rectilingus.
Well, is cunny... No, because lingus is the tongue. So the cunny is the... Is your cunny.
Analingus. Oh, that's the real name.
We're like rectilingus.
Make up a name for something that already exists.
And why don't we call your lady business the Cunny? That's a great name.
And that probably is where cunt comes from.
Oh, congratulations. Anyway.
I wonder where twat comes from.
The twatty lingus. I don't know. Anyway, so Patreon.
Anywho.
It's a website.
Yeah.
You can support artists. We are artists. You can support us.
You can.
And many of you already do. We have many lovely I think we have over 50 lovely people who support us on the Patreon.
God, what
and the basically, hell? The, like I said, the way that it works is you give us a small amount of money each month. It makes it easier for us to do this podcast because it makes it so that we have a little bit more freedom in our personal time and we're not like driving for Uber and Lyft or whatever. It allows us to do the podcast, and then in return, we've been offering some gifts.
Yes.
But what we found out is that the gifts that we were offering, number one, we hated doing them for the most part. They were a big pain in the ass.
I mean, once we were actually, like, doing it, we were like, oh, this is fine. But it was the idea of having more on our to-do list.
That was stressful.
As single parents who work full-time, yada, yada, yada. Sometimes I have to shave my pubes, too.
I know.
Do you do that?
I don't shave, no.
You get waxed?
Yes.
Do you go to
work? I get them threaded.
Are you serious?
No, Jesus, no. I just do some grooming.
You do some thready lingus?
I do some thready lingus. No, I do some grooming. Okay. Thready lingus would be a great name for a drag queen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. Ms. Thready Lingus. Anyway, I just do grooming. I just believe in it being kind of trimmed, but I still want it there. I still like it there. I don't want a shaved dick is weird. Have you been with a guy with a shaved dick?
Yeah.
I think it's weird.
I mean, whatever. I don't really, okay. I just anyway, put my mouth on it.
What were we talking about? We were talking about
the Patreon and how we're busy. And so we have revamped.
Yes.
You still get
gifts,
a perk,
perks,
thrown at you.
Right.
But we've done it in a way that we think will
give you more.
You will appreciate more and makes it easier for us to do.
Yes, because we did a survey a while ago.
And we heard your cries in the dark.
And we heard your cries in the darkness. Uh-huh. And we found that one lost sheep. It was Rachel.
Which one?
I don't know. But what the survey really told us was that no one cared about the gifts that we were stressing about. And really what the survey told us is what people wanted was more of us. More of us.
More of us.
Love that song.
Together.
Have you ever heard Ben Platt's song, More of Us?
Fuck you.
Really?
Are you serious?
No, I'm not at
all. Oh, my God.
Okay, so this bonus episode, this bonus breve is us outlining what the new Patreon looks like. And then presuming that I can get my shit together, I will get it all updated on the website tonight. So by the time you hear this tomorrow, you can go to the new website and see what the Patreon
is. You can.
If you're already a patron, you don't have to do anything. You will stay in your current tier. You're always welcome to go adjust your tier. Or if you need a little break because you've been laid off because of COVID, we get it.
Yeah.
Although you're getting that extra unemployment, so you're actually making more money.
So you should probably continue to pay us. Bump it up a tier.
But if you're not interested in the Patreon, then just don't listen to this episode. We don't care.
Then fuck off.
Yeah. Okay, so don't fuck off. We still love our gentle listeners.
I mean, fuck off in the best kind of
way. Right, like fuck off about your merry way. Go do other things. So,
all right.
So the first tier, and that we haven't changed the tier's names, but we have added a new tier.
We have. I'm so final excited tier. About it.
So we're going to go through. We'll take turns describing each tier.
Let's do.
So the first tier is the glory of the sun or the celestial kingdom.
For how much?
The easiest one to get into for a dollar. Mm-hmm. Just a dollar.
What do you get?
You get not a goddamn thing. Because really, you only can give us a dollar. A fucking dollar? Like, that's less than it costs to buy a McDouble at McDonald's. A McDouble is like $1.99. And you're giving us $1. Anyway, thank you so much for that dollar.
I mean, we appreciate it.
We appreciate it so much, but also you don't get a fucking thing.
You don't get a fucking thing.
You gotta work harder than that if you want our love.
You gotta work harder than that.
Just kidding. We still love you even if you give a dollar. I feel guilty like telling them to fuck off. And we still love you if you give us nothing. We still love the gentle listeners who give us $0.
I think that all the gentle listeners listening who would give us a dollar that we just said horrible things to.
Probably thought that was
that's
funny.
That's their love language.
Right. So
because they grew up in dysfunctional families.
Right. So they're replaying the trauma they felt in childhood.
And it feels familiar and comfortable.
Okay, great. So fuck you.
Okay.
Glory of the sun.
Yeah, fuck right off.
So next kingdom.
Next one is still the glory of the moon or the terrestrial
kingdom, yes.
For $3 a month.
$3. That's all.
And
what do you get?
You will get, as God is my witness.
At least.
Did we decide who God is? Is it Dolly Parton or Billy Porter? No, Dolly Parton's the Holy Ghost. We still haven't decided who God is, but I like Billy Porter.
I think it's Billy Porter. As Billy Porter as my witness.
you will get at least 2 demitasses a month.
So this is a gift that we have promised in the past. And a demitasse, why don't you describe what a demitasse
is? A demitasse, so in real life, it means, demi means half, and tasse means cup in French. So a demitasse is a tiny cup. My mamaw would have a demitasse of coffee every night because she didn't want to go to bed too early because she didn't sleep many hours.
Okay.
And
have you ever seen that tweet that says white people will be out here calling their grandparents pee-pee and poo-poo? Anyway, makes me laugh every time.
Oh my
time.
God.
So your meemaw.
I had friends who had meemaws and peepaws.
Yeah, so yeah. Your meemaw.
Anyway, my mamaw. Anyway,
mamaw.
So a demitasse is our way of going with the hot drinks theme and saying you're going to get a little tiny episode.
Right.
It could be 5 minutes. It could be 10 or 15.
And what's the harsh truth about demitasse?
You have to drink it black?
No,
I don't know. What's the harsh truth?
The harsh truth is we have not been doing them
that,
very well.
Yes.
We have really sucked at doing demitasse.
And I think that's because we didn't hold ourselves to...
The standards that the church would want us to.
From the strength of you.
From the strength of you. So we are committing to at least 2 demitasse
a
month. For everyone in the glory of the moon... Terrestrial
and
kingdom.
Above.
And above.
Yes.
So if you want to go to our next kingdom, the glory of the stars, the telestial kingdom.
I like to think of us describing all the kingdoms as if it's a Disneyland ride and you go through different parts of the ride.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Sure.
Sure. The telestial kingdom, what you get there, you get the same 2 demitasse a month mm-hmm. that the terrestrial people get. But what you get in
as
addition...
Well. Mm-hmm.
Is a monthly ministering, quote-unquote, visit, end-quote, quote-unquote, end-quote, a visit, a monthly ministering visit from each of us.
Uh-huh.
An individual visit. And what that means, it's not a visit in person, because we're afraid some of you might want to murder us.
And use
so we don't want to show
skin
up.
Skin as a suit.
Wear our skin as a suit. We don't want to show up at your houses. But what that means is each month, you will get some sort of special communication from us. It might be a spiritual thought in a written form.
Yes.
It might be a special podcast that one of us, that Sister Twain records while she's walking by the Trump neighbor's house. It might be a video of us talking about our day or a video of me showing a cocktail recipe or whatever. But you will get one. So you will actually get 2 because you'll get one from each of us.
Yes.
A monthly ministering visit.
Yeah.
From and if you don't know, ministering is what the church now calls home teaching
and visiting teaching.
And visiting teaching.
Yeah, yeah.
So which is good because it would have been hard if I had to do home teaching and you had to do visiting teaching. But now we can just all do ministering.
We can just do it.
We can just all do ministering.
And so if you are part of the telestial kingdom, glory of the stars, you will get ministering angels from
of us. We're the angels.
Yes.
Spoiler.
And those
we're the angels.
Spoiler. And those. Will be posted to Patreon.
Yeah. So they'll be on the Patreon website. You can only access them if you are of that tier.
Or above,
but you'll get access. Okay, so what do we get? What's our next?
The next one is outer darkness or the glory of my butthole.
Yes.
And I don't know if mine is the universal my butthole.
Or if it's specifically your,
mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's $10 a month. And you get the 2 demitasse. You get the monthly ministering visits. Or posts.
Right.
And then you get access to a recording, which will be like a secret podcast for you.
Yeah, a special podcast.
Called Guide to Leaving Mormonism. We've just still had many requests for such things. And we'll just talk there's like a bear in my front yard. Do you see it?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
what
it's like
is
a
that?
Polar bear.
Oh, it's just a big dog. Oh, but it's like coming in the house now.
Yeah,
okay. Cat's running
all right,
in.
Cool,
okay,
cool.
Sorry.
All right.
Okay.
It's
oh, there it is. There's literally like a big white golden lab at the front door right now. Okay, we're going to take a short break and then we're going to come back and tell you more about the Guide to Leaving Mormonism podcast. We are back.
You guys, it was
Jesus.
A big white polar bear. It was the one from Lost. And I thought that maybe I could go out there and talk to it and find out why he kept showing up in the Lost episodes.
But still, we don't know. We don't know.
He didn't.
Anyway.
Okay.
So you get special access. You were saying to a special podcast called
Guide
the Hot Drinks Guide to Leaving Mormonism.
Yes, and each month we will record us ourselves
yes
talking about a different topic, whether it's.
when you took your garments off,
when you started drinking, when we, how to start drinking,
what you talked, how you teach your kids about ethics and values.
Yeah. Do you let, like, I get questions like, do you let your kids swear? Or, yeah, you know, stuff like that. So
the answer is fuck yes.
Yes. You so have one who's really good at it.
Oh, he's so good at it. So funny. He swears so funny.
And we'll talk about sex and dating and stuff like that.
So it's it is a special podcast. It will likely post just on the Patreon unless we can figure out a better way to get it to people secretly so that everyone can listen. But it will be specifically about us talking about topics of how to walk away from Mormonism.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we would be open to requests if you're in that tier. If you were hey, I would love to hear about what you did about, you know, Sunday dinner with your family or, you know, whatever.
Right.
Like we're open to talk about.
Everyone gets together and they're all talking about what they talked about in Sunday school, but you didn't go to Sunday school and that bullshit. Okay.
So our previously highest tier was called the Glory of Gary, the Hot Drinks Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Costs a mere $20 a month. An easy to spend on a podcast, $20 a month.
Yeah, that's like getting two lattes at Starbucks.
Right, or something.
Yeah.
So, something. Oh, look, on the sheet I wrote, the Hat Drinks Kingdom, not the Hot Drinks.
Oh.
But anyway, so that was our former highest tier, and we're going to tell you about our new highest tier.
In just a moment.
But what you get if you are a part of the Glory of Gary, the Hot Drinks Kingdom, you get two demitasse every month. You get your monthly ministering, quote-unquote, visit, end quote, from each of us, the Guide to Leaving Mormonism podcast, and then, most exciting, a monthly Zoom cocktail party.
With us. Yes.
So we will pick a date and a time. We will gather together on Zoom cameras because there's still a pandemic going on, everybody. There's still a motherfucking pandemic.
Zoom isn't going anywhere.
Zoom's not going anywhere. Might not be Zoom. Maybe it's WebEx. Maybe, we don't know.
We should have invested in that stock.
I know, for real. Yeah, probably. Oh. Anyway, so we will have a once a month cocktail party with all of our Glory of Gary podcast tier kingdom tier holders, tiers of the kingdom.
It'll be at least a half hour, maybe
we'll,
an hour.
We'll drink some drinks and we'll talk about shit.
And we'll just talk. Yeah. I might show my tits. You might get to see
you
my tits.
Probably will show your tits.
I definitely will show my tits.
You will definitely show your tits.
Yes, okay.
I've only one time at a party shown my penis. And I was had a lot to drink.
I'm so proud of you.
It was when I got kicked out of the drag show.
Is that Well,
no, for sure. No, I didn't get kicked out for showing my penis.
Oh, it was the after party.
It was the after party. Oh. I still don't know why I got kicked out of the drag show. But we went to Brother T and Come On My Face's
apartment. Yeah.
And I was flirting with a straight roommate, because that's what I do, is flirt with straight roommates.
Straight men.
And at one point, we each showed each other our penises.
And you're like, okay, here it is, guys.
Yeah, and his was nice, P.S. Anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Was this the ginger or the shorty?
No, the shorty.
Okay.
Anyway.
I call him Shouty.
Shouty. All right. Well, Shouty got a nice dick. So that brings us to the most exciting, the new kingdom, a new kingdom for our most exclusive.
Slips.
Wait, say what you just said again. I said our most exclusive, and you said
exclusives. Is called the Glory of Justin Thoreau, Gray Sweatpants. The Spit in My Mouth Kingdom.
The Glory of Justin Thoreau's Gray Sweatpants. The Spit in My Mouth Kingdom.
For $50 a month.
An easy $50 a month.
It's pretty easy to do.
I mean, every month I'm like, what am I going to do with this $50? I'm going to spend it on a podcast.
Yeah. And you will get the two demitasse, the ministering visits, the Guide to Leaving Mormonism podcast, special recording, the monthly Zoom cocktail party, and
the final gift.
The final.
The most exciting gift.
Last but not least, hot drinks after dark. What's that?
What's that?
What is it?
Are you asking me or am I asking you?
I think we're asking the universe.
So what Hot Drinks After Dark will be is it will be an ultra exclusive monthly recording where, because there's a lot of times where Sister Twain and I are recording and we're like, oh, we shouldn't talk about that.
Yeah.
Or I don't feel comfortable to talk about
that. Well, guess what?
Well, guess what, everybody?
Hot Drinks After Dark is going to be a recording where we talk about that.
We're going to spill all the tea, which is a hot drink.
Yeah. It could be about my mom. It could be about your mom. It could be about a sexual encounter in detail.
I love the idea I would talk about a sexual encounter as though I will ever have one of those again. But possibly. So it's really the no holds barred I mean, which is funny because, like, we're so ready. Reserved on right. the regular hot drinks. But this will be the real nitty gritty.
Yeah, the stuff where we're like, if we were talking to our closest friends, we would be like, keep this between you and I.
Don't tell anyone.
Right.
But exactly. I would like to say, as your children sneak through the room to try to leave the house.
Without being noticed.
That, no one heard anything. I would like to say, we recognize that it will be a select crowd in the kingdom.
Spit in my mouth kingdom.
It'll be a small number.
Right.
So we are open to your input and ideas on what it means to be in that kingdom and what we talk about and all those things.
Here's why it's going to be a small number. Justin Theroux's gray sweatpants are already pretty full.
Yeah, they're full.
There's not a lot of room
There's
left.
Not a lot of room left.
God.
There's a lot of like...
Damn.
Happening. A lot of... This is what it sounds like when Justin Theroux's jogging. That's the sound of him jogging. So you can't fit a lot of people in there.
No. Sounds no. just going to be the, you know, many are called, but few are chosen.
That's many are called.
Few are chosen.
Is there a hymn?
We're going to write it.
Okay.
Many are called. So. Few are chosen. If you're not chosen, then.
So. A super quick recap.
Super quick.
For $1, you get not a goddamn fucking thing.
Yeah.
For $3, you get 2 demitasse a month. For $5, you also get a monthly ministering visit. Sister Twain's clapping like this is some sort of wrap. For $10, quality. You get all of those quality. Things plus our Guide to Leaving Mormonism podcast. For $20, you get all of those things plus our monthly Zoom cocktail party. And for $50, you get a little bit of this. And a little bit of the hot drinks after dark, where we talk about penises. It's going to just be a whole podcast about penises.
I mean, I can do that for you.
I can too. I would want nothing more in this world. So anyway,
all right.
We love you all.
Love you.
Thank you so much for supporting this crazy podcast. If you aren't a patron, we still love you. And we're still so glad you're a gentle listener.
We are so glad you're a listener. Yeah. That's all we care about. Yeah.
All we want is people to listen. But like I said, the Patreon does make it easier for us to fit recording time into our schedule. So if you're able to, we would so love you to support us. If you're not able to, we totally get it because, like, you know, the economies are in shambles.
I'm not supporting any podcasts.
No. No. No.
I'm supporting the bees, though. Remember that?
The Salt Lake bees?
No.
Okay.
The actual bees.
How are you, like, honeybees? Sure. How are you supporting them?
I'm giving them $10 a month.
I didn't know about this. Anyway. Oh, it's probably coming out of the hot drinks account, too. I'm like, why is this number seem off? Oh, I'm giving $10 a month to bees.
I don't even know.
Because sometimes, because you guys, you know, sometimes Sister Twain will say to me, oh, by the way, I was drunk the other night and I spent $40 promoting an Instagram post. About my recipe that I posted about cornbread.
I didn't do that out of the hot drinks money. That was out of my own money.
That's true. It was.
Fuck you.
It was. So anyway, we love you.
We love you.
Support the patron if you can. And if you can't, we love you still.
And maybe one day we'll show each other our naughty bits.
I know. And maybe one day we'll get together again. Remember when we had parties?
Yeah.
They were so fun.
Did you really like them?
Oh, I love them.
That's weird.
I know, because I hate people. And I hate
and
humans.
And human connection.
And, and interaction and vulnerability.
Well, anyway, sign up for the Patreon.
So sign up. Yeah, it's at hotdrinks.com/Patreon.
No.
Oh my God.
www.patreon.com/hotdrinks.
And we're going to post on our Instagram. You're going to do this.
Uh-huh.
We're going to post a little notice with a link in our bio to the hot drinks. So if you can't remember that, just click on the link in our bio. I know, it's your job.
And we're both wearing mustard yellow.
That feels like a great note to end on.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.